Australia faces a major obesity crisis. We're regularly clocked in the top five fattest nations on earth. There are 11 million people in this country who are overweight, and obesity-related diseases are on the rise. Government's committed to spending nearly $1 billion on programs, media campaigns targeting health and promoting healthy choices, but it seems that the junk food companies probably outspend government in advertising and selling their sugary, salty, fatty wares. But when you were a kid, do you remember when teachers used to measure your weight and your height and so forth, and you had a bit of a record of your growth through primary school? It gave your parents an idea of where you were as well. And it seems to me this may be a way to actually address what's going on, at least to monitor the growth of our kids. Now, my next guest is Associate Professor Gary Leong of University of Queensland, who actually agrees with this. He's calling on our school children to be regularly weighed and measured by the school nurses. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Adam. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What role do you think measuring children's weight will actually play in, I guess, giving us a bit of a early warning sign on obesity?
Well, I see the role of the school nurse is more than just focusing on weight. You know, the school nurse can look at other developmental problems, orthopedic problems, hearing problems. So measuring their height and weight should be part of any, you know, school nurse's general health check. And then from that, if they should identify problems with a child being overweight, then it's a matter of then designing a very sensitive way of communicating that information back to the parents.
Yeah, that sounds really sensible to me. I mean, and I recall it happening when I was a kid, but it seemed we've stopped doing it. Why is that?
Well, first of all, a lot of the state government's got rid of school nurses, so it's a very good reason. If they're not there, they're not doing
Indeed.
Anything. But additionally, I think because with the numbers of children that we're seeing who are both under or overweight, especially underweight in the Indigenous community, and with the responsibilities of teachers and teaching and getting the curriculum done, there just didn't seem to be a priority for the nurses to get involved in measuring and weighing and doing all those sensible things anymore. So I think it's just a lack of focus on what's important in schools, the role of school nurses, how they can best utilise their role to promote good health.
So what you're saying is that the getting rid of school nurses may have contributed to the explosion of obesity in this country?
Oh, well, yeah. It's not quite as simple as that. You're an intelligent man and your listeners are very intelligent. It's about of a whole community change that's happened over the last 30 years. If you think about it, when the obesity epidemic has begun, it's begun 30 years ago, which incorporated changes in the way we travel to school, walking and bicycling we used to, but now we get taken by cars, the explosion of junk food, explosion of food everywhere in our environment. We all tend to overeat. Even just by a few percent, you know, is enough for the average adult, and then reflecting on the child to put on weight. So there's been a whole change in the way society deals with food, buys food, cooks food, junk food, sugar input. So it's not quite as simple as just the fact that school nurses haven't been
well. But these things have been changing, Gary. But the if we'd had something that was monitoring the weight of our kids, might we have got a better handle on this before it was getting out of hand as it is now?
It would have been one of many things that should have been done. It might have made a small impact. But if you think about what needs to be done now, it really involves a whole range of different ways of attacking it. Like the smoking problem was, you know, 20, 30 years ago in terms of promoting people getting off cigarettes. Well, we now need to promote healthier food, getting off unhealthy junk food, soft drink, sugars in our diet, excessive sugars, and of course physical activity, which is another thing schools should be participating in promoting. But because of, again, the drive for the NAPLAN score and the drive for curricular excellence, that part of health and learning from physical activity has been ignored.
It has. So what role do you think measuring data, measuring the height and weight of our kids would play in some sort of rearguard action against obesity now?
you know, when I spoke to the Courier Mail journalist about it, I said to her, you know, I think it could possibly be a good idea to do have role nurses measuring, but it has to be done very sensitively because kids get picked on for all sorts of reasons if they're underweight, overweight, different in any way. So it's a matter of trying to do that in as most sensitive way as possible without stigmatizing the child, and then communicating that back to the parent that there is a problem, and if they need further health information, to provide that sensible, common sense information about why this child's weight may be a problem into the future for that child's health.
Well, so, I think getting data is a very good starting point. Thanks for your time, Gary.
My pleasure, Adam. Have a good day.
You too. That was Associate Professor Gary Leong, bye-bye Gary, of the University of Queensland. Very sensible measure, I think. I do recall getting my height and weight checked as a kid, and I think it could be a good start for our society to look at, well, just how fast are they growing? We're spending a lot of money and still they're growing. Give us your thoughts. Do you think that you know, that there is a role for measuring your kids' weight and height and in keeping them fit and healthy? Give us a call with your thoughts, 922 11 882.